Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefooters Legal Radio Show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefooters Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Talking in that tone. What's with your voice?
I was watching a bunch of conspiracy videos on YouTube, and they sound more ominous and compelling when the voices are, like, really low and scary.
You're ridiculous.
No, seriously. Check it out.
Do you like vegetables? Are you presently living gluten-free? Are you a member of a secret society?
That'll do.
Are you in the Illuminati? Are you a Jesuit?
Really?
Do you vacation at Bohemian Grove?
Come on, man! Join us Mondays here at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for Mental Acumen with Donald and Christy Rose here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Do you need male enhancements? Do you need iodine? Do you want some colloidal silver? Order now while supplies last.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. If you are on the East Coast, good morning to those on the West Coast. It is your host of Barefoot is Legal, Keegan. Hope everyone's having a fabulous Saturday. The beats you just heard were the Rambutans by a song called I'm Gonna Stay. I was jamming out to it. I really like the genre of music. I like that, you know, instrumental stuff with no words. Gets me in the vibe, gets me in the zone. Those mixes are done by none other, our Proof, our big kahuna here at Freedomizer Radio and Barefoot is Legal. Much appreciation and thanks to him. I'm actually going to bring him in a second. We have a lot of stuff to cover today in the barefoot world and the freedom world. So I'm happy to have you join us here. If you have some insight or comments, concerns, anything you want to share with us today on the radio, you can call in at 319-527-6208 and just press number 1 to let us know you want to join us today. Without further ado, we will get started. Hey, Proof, you there?
I think so.
Awesome. What's going on?
Thanks for playing the song. You didn't have to just because I was here.
Oh, no, I do every Saturday. It's my favorite one, so that's how I open the show every Saturday as I'm getting ready and prepped.
Okay. Well, glad I can influence your musical stylings.
You do. I very much appreciate the original beats you drop here on Freedomizer Radio.
Yeah, I had to reinstall my virtual studio here, so hopefully soon I will have I'll have some new stuff. I haven't worked on music in almost 6 months. I miss it.
Yeah, sometimes we need these creative outlets, especially to unwind from everything going on, but I know you're fighting like hell on the freedom side, so there is no rest for the wicked, so there's no rest for us either, huh?
Well, historically, because I believe that the Sabbath is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, I tend to not work on Friday nights. So that's where the music would come in, because that was fun.
Yeah, that's good. I should probably take that into accord. I've been going hard overtime trying to help people and point people to the right direction. A lot of people are losing their minds, not just in the barefoot world, but just in the medical freedom world in general. And, man, there's been a lot more people asking questions and for direction. And it makes my heart smile, but it's also a lot of work, you know. A lot of work, as you know.
Yeah, I promise you I'm not bored.
I agree. Recently, I'll let all the viewers know, I shared something that wasn't even my own words, per se. It was a screenshot of a Twitter post, and it's gone viral. And I believe in shining or silver linings everywhere. So with all of the trolls I'm getting, it's just bringing a lot of traffic to my page. And I'm getting a shit ton of people saying the opposite, saying really beautiful things. And more people uniting in freedom and understanding freedom. And understanding that we need to fight for our sovereignty, our birth given right. And so that's really beautiful. But a lot of credit to you, Proof. It's a full-time job. I've gotten nothing done today, and the post isn't even 24 hours old yet.
You might be in the comments, but I'll hook you up, I promise. I'll work on that right after I get off the air here with you. So when you have your guest come in, I'll probably start working on that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I want to, especially since one of the triggering things in the post is mask. A lot of people aren't liking me wanting masks to be proven harmful to people so we can take them things off and throw them in the trash and never think about them again. So I think it's a great opportunity to get the word out there about bare face and bring some more people into the cause.
Yeah, but at some point I'll have to have you help me on it, though. But I'll do a lot of it, but I'll need help because I want to get to the very bottom of it, and I'm guessing my supercomputer that I have here is probably more sturdy than you're probably using a phone to comment on these people. So I'll hit the page down button and work on it later.
Yeah, I'm trying. And then those laughing, just block and delete. And then those loving it, I'm trying to bring in. So I think
that's how you do it. You got one person working the shares and the other one working the comments. If you can do that, you can get through almost any post.
Yeah, we actually have a few people that are liking it, so I want to invite them into the group. So I have to learn how to do all that because prior to, you know, being on the Freedomizer Radio and the teachings that you've provided and the direction that you've provided, I did not know anything about social media networking or anything like that. So when this kind of stuff happens, you know, it used to be overwhelming, but today I'm trying to go with your motto of I ain't ever scared.
You've got one of the best in the business that can help you go through it, so it's okay.
Amen to that. I really think you should start, like a social media group kind of thing, educating people, especially entrepreneurs that are in like MLM businesses and things like that.
Well,
they need to learn the ropes on how to navigate and stuff.
See, I don't want to give that stuff out for free to people I don't know.
No, you should have it paid for you know how people do those classes online? You could take like a seminar, you know what I mean? You pay.
Yeah, I started that once. I didn't get any hits on that, unfortunately. People just want my knowledge for free and that's it.
Oh, no. That's not how we work here.
I made a meme for somebody once just as a sample because they were looking for a social media person. And I made them a meme. Believe it or not, it got either 12 or 14. It was either 12.4 million or 14.2 million hits. I forget which one. And
incredible.
It had a couple hundred thousand shares. That was their free sample. So when it came for me to try and negotiate a deal, they said, well, I appreciate all the traffic you brought in, and I'll let you know what I think.
What?
And then they never talked to me again.
This is crazy. Yeah, I can't stand that. You know, people need to give credit where credit is due and be humbled in the experience. You know what I mean? Even when if you make a mistake or something, it's experience, it's knowledge, and we have to be appreciative of the way showers, you know, and that's what I look at you. For me, anyway, you've been a way shower about a lot of things, and it's about organizing and applying it, you know, so that's unfortunate that people can't see the...
Well, see, what happens sometimes, though, is making the meme is half the battle, because someone could say your meme looks like crap, but if it got 22 million hits in 9 days, it doesn't matter what it looks like. All that matters is the results. You could have the nicest-looking meme out there that says everything you want to say, but if you only had 853 eyeballs looking at it and 12 people sharing, it doesn't do a bit of good.
You're
so,
right.
Yeah,
that's
we get people in the group that just complain about how awful my memes are, but we have almost 140 million eyeballs on our business page since it came out in 2015. So most of them are my memes. So just think, if I made good memes, how much more traffic we would have. And nobody really, we've had one person step up and made a few memes. And I know you made your one that was good. But as a whole, it's me and a bunch of complainers.
Yeah, and I'm trying to change my mind, you know, that negative, even negative eyes are still eyes, because them sharing it in a negative aspect, there are people that don't view it that way, that you are drawing into, you know, awareness that you don't even realize you're doing. So I find silver linings in everything. If you have one hater, that doesn't mean you can't get, you know, five or six people that believe the same as you, you know, so that negative influence or that negative sharer open the eyes to others.
For me, a good meme is not, does it look nice? A good meme is, did enough people share it?
I can't believe
because
that. I can't believe that.
The respect, yeah, the respect on the meme is that it got shared, not does it look nice.
Exactly. It's the message. I don't care. You know, like, I think of Jesus sometimes. Did he look fancy? Did he wear jewelry and Tim's and, you know, the latest fashion and things like that? No, it's not about what it looks like. It's the content. It's the validity. It's the truth in which it's spreading. It's triggering people. And I'm learning to let go of what things look like, you know, and understand that it's just about truth. And when you have the truth, you seem to trigger people. And in triggering people, you draw people in. And that's the beauty of it. You know, things that are intended to do harm are turned and used to do good. So I ain't ever scared. I'm trying to use your motto.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm learning to, you know, have a voice and use it and not give a crap what people think. It's not what it looks like. It's the message you're bringing.
Oh, they're not coming to your house and whooping you or anything, so who cares what they say online?
Exactly. And we have this wonderful option of blocking. It's fabulous. But then the traffic still continues.
So one of the things I wanted to get into today, and I know, what is it, next week we have our challenge. We could discuss that, and we need to promote that. That I just think that our movement, most of our members look at our mission backwards, kind of. Because most people ask, well, what happens if they don't like what I look like? And they tell me to go away. So then I should comply so that people will like what I look like.
Yeah, we have become like this.
My thoughts on that is we need to ban them. If they don't like who we are, we ban them. We don't wait for them to ban us. We ban them.
I agree. You have to be on top of it. Like, why allow negative naysayers? And I hate to use this word, but it is weak. You know what I mean? Like, if you're silent, then you're complying. You know, if you're scared of what others think, then you're not living freedom. You're not living freedom. You have to live in your freedom. And one of the biggest things that will set you free is not caring what other people think. Who cares? That's
right.
Why we have how many different flavors of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, because everyone chooses different things. That's fine. But we can all come together in the same understanding, and that's what's most important, I think. And what we
Sorry,
need
I was
to
sneaking
do
in my vitamins.
No, it's fine. And what we need to do truly, because this division is just insane to me.
Yeah, just about
like
the mask thing for a quick second, Keegan. I don't want to stay on it because it's Barefoot is Legal time. But I went to the park today with Chewbacca, and I must have seen about 30, 35 joggers. The park actually was full of cars, and most of the joggers were jogging, and not just light jogging, but actually running with masks on.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe that's a thing.
I don't want to stay on the topic either, but I want to address that. So, like, you see how people are running with masks on? Well, there's an entire Facebook group dedicated to taking pictures of people not wearing a mask and then blasting them on the internet. And I don't understand how Facebook is allowing this to happen, but if you have a group promoting freedom, they're taking them down. And if people aren't seeing that as a problem, then, like, I don't know how to help them see, because it's forcing people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. Like, what, where is the brains running and restricting your oxygen level? You're running. You need as much oxygen going into your body as possible. You're literally breathing in your own carbon monoxide. You're running. You don't have a chance for that mask to clear out and bring in fresh air. Like, where is your brain? Where is the brain? You know what else I've been seeing? Dirty masks on people. Like, it looks like a skid mark straight down their face from their nose and their mouth. I'm like, you don't see how dirty that is? You're breathing it in. It's like wearing your underwear after you went running 3 miles on your face. That's gross. Ugh,
well, and the two topics are linked, because I wholly want to say that we need to be tough and we need to be not scared of our own shadow. And the reason why we're losing on both fronts with the bare face and the barefoot is legal is that we have not been advertising. And I don't count $100 worth of Facebook ads a month advertising, really. I mean, it's good we got Facebook people, but we need actual advertising elsewhere other than one platform.
That's why I think, like, we should do a sticker campaign. I really do, because every store you walk up to has a sign kicking you out if you have bare feet and kicking you out if you don't have a mask, okay? Same thing with bare feet, every store.
The bare feet signs are almost non-existent now. It's basically the whole mask sign.
Yeah, you're right. But that's how they condition people for so long. It's just so much symbolism in your face constantly. Even if you don't want to think about it, it's in your face. So we need to counteract that. We need to, like, be putting symbolism everywhere else, you know? And if we're seeing these things, like, I just posted a meme in bare face, but same thing with barefoot. You're getting billboards put up, okay, that are saying that normal people wear a face diaper. Or normal people are wearing shoes. We need to combat that. Exactly where you see that post, you need to be putting a sticker. Bare face is legal. Barefoot is legal. Check it out. Here's a website. This is bullshit. Because just because you're putting it out there doesn't mean it's true. And that's what we have to comprehend as a society. Just because you see it all the time or you're told it does not mean it's true. That's why we're in the trouble we are in. Even today,
we're being triggered. And if I ask in either of the groups about, does anybody want to chip in $2 or $5 or just something small, most people will say, no, because I'm scared you're going to buy the latest X-Men comic book and go eat at Ruth Chris Steakhouse with my money. So they would rather let Bill Gates run his offense because they're too scared that I'm going to do the wrong thing with their two little stupid dollars.
Right, or you'll go to Starbucks and spend $5 on a $1 dirt coffee, like a coffee that tastes like dirt that should be $1. You'll go spend in $5, and literally Starbucks is promoting hatred. So you're contributing to hatred, but you're not going to contribute to freedom because you're afraid. It doesn't make sense. People need to chill the hell out and really think, because they're so overwhelmed with messaging and symbols, they can't think for themselves. They can't. So if you're in the group, you got to help break that. You have to have real people identify with real things, you know, not all of this symbolism. It's just conditioning. That's it. It's just conditioning. It's nothing else. And it's frustrating as hell.
I kind of wish I was around in the 1960s to see the no bare feet signs come up, though. This way I could have learned a little bit from it. I wonder how many people were actually that angry about it but didn't do anything.
Yeah, or like how many people did do something and they lost to the subliminal messaging because we didn't have, you know, I think that like social media is bad in many ways because we get echo chambers and we get this like people now are referring to the term social dilemma. You know, it's like, hey, shiny things, look over here. We can get everybody to view this, you know, and then, hey, shiny things over here, look over here. But I see the good in it, you know, because we're able to reach so many people at one time, the fight shouldn't be as hard as it is because we have how many thousands of people in the group. It shouldn't be hard, but it is.
No, I fully expected when we did our money bomb that we would probably get somewhere between 8,000 to 10,000, which means I could have started a lawsuit. And we got about 1,900. So it's a good amount, but we have our operational cost now. So we're able to get started on something, but it's nowhere close to what we need. And if I do an annual money bomb for Barefoot is Legal, I think the last one we raised $112. It's not going to
do
anything.
So much better than that. No. We can do so much better than that, so much better than that. And like I said, we spend useless money daily. We're promoting places like, you know, Amazon and Google and Walmart and all of these places, you know, and you don't question not one time where their money goes. You don't question not one time how they spend their profits. None of it. But then when it comes to contributing and donating to a cause that you believe in, you're worried about where your money's going. That doesn't even make sense. Because you can't pick on, you know, I'm going to throw you out there. You get so much backlash and you get so much heat for what you're doing when you are really trying to unite people and get them to see. But they spend more time bashing you or, you know, disagreeing with what you're doing or disagreeing how you're doing it, yet they have no solutions to any problems. They're bringing nothing to the table, and they're not helping promote anything. I don't see these same people going and asking Walmart, well, where's the profit to this? Because I can get it on Amazon this much cheaper, you know? Or where's your profits going? You make millions, billions of dollars every year off of people. Where's your profit going? Nobody's asking these questions, so why are these grassroots movements having such a hard time?
Well, the thing is that because they know who I am, loosely based on social media, that I'm considered sketchy because I'm just some online person. But if it was Bill Gates, they would pay for it because, well, Bill Gates is always on TV. Bill Gates runs so many things, so I would give him $10 if he asked for it, even though he's a mega billionaire.
Yeah, and doesn't need any of your money and is actually using your money to hurt you. That's why, like, I just don't get it with these grassroots movements, how they have such a hard time. And then people reporting them, too. You know, they want to know where their money's going, how their money's getting there, what they're spending their money on. Like, it's crazy. Crazy. You'll go to a store, and right there, when you're checking out, it'll have a donation box for God knows what, you know, Ronald McDonald House, things like this, and you think nothing of it than to dump your change right there. Do you know where that money's going? Do you know that for the Ronald McDonald House, only 2 cents on every dollar that's donated actually goes to helping the patients of the Ronald McDonald House? Where's the other 98% going? Where you have Barefoot is Legal and Bare Face is Legal that is donating 100% profits to the organization. 100%. You're not paying your bills with that. You're putting it back into the organization.
Right.
You put out a lot of personal money to fight this.
And I'm not complaining about that, but still, it's
no,
like we need some offense.
Yeah, never once, but we need help. If you agree and if you are passionate about it and you are living it, then do something about it. I talk to every single person I meet. If you ask me a question, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to point you into the direction that you need to go. I don't care what is being pushed in our faces. It's what are we personally doing about it? Even if, like, there's so many things I want to say about this topic because it's so frustrating, so frustrating. There's big letter organizations that are taking millions from people and donating it to political parties and funding political campaigns and doing nothing for the movement in which they stand for or the idea in which they stand for. Then you have grassroots movements that are suffering and pulling every resource, every penny, you know, working their asses off to preserve the message, preserve, you know, the forward momentum. And they're just getting hit with walls. You can't, I don't even know. I don't even know.
Well, that's where we're at, and it's up to us to figure out a way how to break through. So if 10 people have a message and 25,000 people are saying the same thing, you can't say that they're all wrong. You just have to find a way to go around it and try to get people on board another direction.
It's true. I know I need to get on there and donate. I haven't done anything. Not that I haven't done anything. I talk to a lot of people, and I help a lot of people behind the scenes.
Maybe you're scared that your $5 might go to my pocket.
No, I think of it, and then I don't sit down and do it, and then I forget. I have a horrible, horrible memory. It's one thing that I'm trying to get, like, really good about. I'm trying to start making lists and sticking to them, but with everything going on in my life and being a stay-at-home mom and homeschooling and, you know, health, because my husband's health is greatly deteriorating after a vaccine injury, and just trying to hold it all together and then find a place to live and settle down and have roots. Like, I'm not thinking, like, day-to-day how I should be. So I'm trying to get better and center in on that and use it as a peaceful thing, and like, for me, than a, like, oh, my God, I have to do this kind of thing. And that
yeah,
can be
right
excuses.
Now,
that's
I
fine.
I don't have a lot of stress in my life right now.
I know that those sound like excuses, and I apologize for them, but that's my truth right now. It's crazy.
So I'm still watching
it really,
your...
It really is crazy. Me too.
I
can't believe it up a little bit.
Over 4,300 shares. It's cool though.
I am excited. That's never happened to me except for when I made a vaccine video. I did a video like 2 years ago of me holding a baby doll, and I went down the current vaccine list that children get now currently, and I put a pin in the baby for every vaccination. So it was up to 82 pins within the baby. And then I showed everyone the baby's body after I was done, up to 4 years old. And it got like 15,000 views. And that was like 2 years ago. And I was like so overwhelmed, and I almost shut my Facebook down and everything. So I haven't had anything like that happen since Bareface is Legal, which I had to turn off my phone because that got insane. That was insane. My phone could not keep up. It was going to die.
And who
and
wasn't
then today,
scared?
Not you. You ain't ever scared. That's
and here I am basically
love...
yawning at it. Like, oh, that's just what it does. And you're all getting... See, he doesn't understand.
I know.
He doesn't understand. This is going crazy. It's like, yeah, I already know. I've been there.
You're like, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is... play change. It's true, though, but, man, I have credit. Like, I have respect because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to keep up with it. It's a lot of work to filter and manage and push out, and you don't get reimbursement for this. This is purely just fighting for freedom and fighting for a cause, like a rebel, you know? And people think,
yeah,
like, you're getting funded to do this. You're getting paid to do this. Hell no. Hell no. This is how people that promote freedom are viewed. It's crazy.
Well, but here's the issue, though. Those that do the absolute least will complain the most.
That is true. And
just
I've been telling people, if you have complaints, don't even tell me a complaint unless you have a solution to your complaint.
See, for me, it's just like the person that wastes the most electric in the house is the one that never pays the bill.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, those that don't buy the groceries eat the most.
It's true. It's so true. And we have an entire society of that. I wonder, like, I hate to be mean, but sometimes I wonder how many people are in these groups that are just wearing the mask when they go out because they don't want to fight, but they inside don't want to do it, so they join a group because it makes them feel good, because on Facebook they're included in something, but in reality they're not living any of their truth.
Yeah, well, that's not me, so I don't know.
Hell no, I refuse to wear this crap. I wore it 2 times. One was so my husband could have a medical procedure done because they weren't going to let me into the hospital without it. And the other one was so I could go into Luray Caverns because I couldn't claim a medical when I'm going underneath ground. But as soon as I got past the guards, my mask was off. But I really think
thanks to HIPAA laws, I can't show you. I mean, I could show you, but I can't show the public what my doctor's note looks like.
No,
I could show it to you personally.
You shouldn't have to. It should just be
finger. I want to show you what it looks like so that if you ever decided at one point you wanted a doctor's note.
It should just be a big middle finger and say, here's my doctor's note. When they look at it, it's just a middle finger.
Oh, it should be.
Like, dude, it should. We shouldn't have to explain anything to people.
Yeah, it should be nobody else's business. I agree.
No. No, and I don't understand where this came from. Like, I've been getting mean about it because people are mean to me. I've been getting mean about it. You know, they'll say something about my face or say something about me not wearing a mask, and, you know, I'll throw out crazy stuff. Like, I'll be like, hey, is it your problem when someone has an abortion and kills a life? No, it's not. It's my body, my choice. Worry about yourself. Thank you. Like, I'm getting real mean about things because shut up. How dare you? How dare you question me not wearing shoes? How dare you question my mothering skills for my daughter not wearing shoes? Like, how dare anyone? I don't tell anyone how to live. Do not tell me how to live. And everyone should feel that. The only birthright that we really, truly have is sovereignty. Let's fight for it. What the hell? But I think people like it. My dad told me that. He said, I think people like their masks. And I said, why do you think that, Dad? He said, because they get this personality about them that they didn't have. It's almost like they're hiding their insecurities behind the mask, and all of a sudden they are, you know, tough guys. And he's right. It's like the mask changed people's mentality. And I know it's not barefaced time, so even with our shoes, people that wear shoes are really quick to judge others that don't wear shoes and say, oh, that's disgusting. Oh, your feet will be so dirty. Okay, well, your shoes aren't dirty. You put the same shoes on. Are you cleaning the inside of your shoes every day? No, you're not. Do your feet sweat? And then you put those same shoes back on the next day? Yeah, probably. What's dark and moist? The perfect place for breeding bacteria, a.k.a. your shoes. So please, do not call me disgusting because society told you you can. Because that's all it is, society saying it's okay. Just like with the mask hold. They were told on the news that they have, you know, footing to stand on, so they think that they have the right to say things to people that they would never say, ever. I went to the dollar store yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. I went to the dollar store yesterday, me and Olivia. Me and my daughter Olivia were barefoot. And the one lady that's usually at the dollar store, she's really cool about me being barefoot. And there's a new kid in there, and I saw him following me and Olivia around the store, but I was ready for it. You know what I mean? I'm like, he's either going to say something about my shoes or say something about my mask. And so he comes up to me, and he says, "Ma'am, do you need any help?" And I said, "No." I said, "But don't worry, I'm staying away from everyone. It's not." Oh, he's like, "Oh, I'm not saying anything to you." He said, "If you're going to walk into a store with no shoes and no mask, then you're not somebody I want to mess with. So carry on." And I was like, "Thank you. Thank you." But that's exactly what he said. He was like, "I'm not saying anything to you because if you're going to walk into a store with no shoes and no mask, you're not somebody I'm going to challenge." I'm like, perfect. I wish more people thought like that. And I was like, this is a beautiful day. And then my daughter, you know, because she loves to say barefoot is legal now. She just tells everyone, barefoot's legal.
Oh.
She does. Because I say it, you know what I mean? When people are looking at me funny or something, I'll just blurt it out. I'll be like, "Hey, barefoot's legal, by the way." And then they look like I'm, they look at me like I'm diseased, like a leopard. And they have to get away from me really quickly.
Yeah, everybody.
That's what I wish
everybody
people would see and understand. Like, you're treated like shit. You are treated like crap for just exercising your rights.
Yeah, basically over what you look like. Yes.
Yes, it's horrible. But yeah, we're supposed to teach children that everyone is beautiful and you're beautiful no matter what. But then we're allowed to treat people like this, and mothers treating people like this in front of their children. Fathers treating people like crap in front of their children. You're growing the hate. You're breeding the hate. And if you don't see that, then you're failing. You're failing as a parent, and you're failing as a citizen of the United States. Can you tell I'm heated up about it today?
Kind of.
But I do. I want to work on maybe starting a sticker campaign or something. Wherever we see it, we combat it with a sticker. I don't know how we can make that work or what you need me to do, but I think that that would work for some reason. Or just make people feel like they're doing something, you know, like maybe them donating, they feel like, oh, I'm just giving money and I'm not getting anything, which is crazy to me. But I don't know. I'm trying to think like others so that I can, you know, help. But some things have me scratching my head. We should talk about the camp. Go ahead.
I'm still trying to find my doctor's note I want to share with you, so that's what I'm doing right this second.
Oh, that's fine. But I still want people in the group, which I'm probably going to post this after we get off the phone, or I could post right now. I would like people in the Barefoot is Legal group. You know, we have so many people in there. We have 22,000 eyes looking. We all have jobs.
Yeah.
We all work for companies. I want people to start dropping their company's policies in an information, like, listing, you know. I'll save the post or something so we can refer back to it. But if we start doing that, then we can really start to understand, and maybe more people will feel safe doing it because they will know the policies and regulations already, so they know what companies they have to fight with or what companies they can just choose to boycott. Because I think at this point, like you've said previously, banning these companies should be banning these companies could be just as beneficial as, you know, them banning us. If enough people say, I'm not going to shop here, guess what? You're going to change your store policy or you're going to starve. You can't say, oh, I'm not going to Walmart because they made me wear a mask, so I had to make my Walmart order online. What?
Yeah, that's
just
dumb.
Paid for Walmart.
Yeah, now
I literally
that,
get
that
people that say that.
Because now they have less employees.
It's crazy. I literally get people that say that to me, though, Proof. They'll be like, I am fighting them. I'm not going to the store. I get my order online. I'm like, okay, but you're still paying them. You're still giving them your money when
well,
they're discriminating against you.
Something like Imperfect Foods is different because you're not paying anybody that has a company, a brick-and-mortar store. So what I've tried to say within the group is to you buy your staples with them, so you go shopping with luxuries. And then you're not forced to comply because you already get groceries, so you're getting stuff that you feel like having, not that you need.
Yeah, and I agree with you. We need to start supporting businesses like that because not every business is, you know, a monopoly. Not every business has roots everywhere. Like something like Imperfect Foods, which I don't have in my area yet, annoying. I agree. Supporting that is supporting local farmers because I'm pretty sure a lot of their imperfect goods come from local farmers. Excuse me. And it's supporting small businesses, and it's getting what you want. You don't have to go anywhere to shop. It's still your convenience, but you're not supporting a big organization that's not doing anything for your freedom. In fact, these big organizations are donating to stopping your freedom.
Correct. No, but people will donate money to George Soros all day long.
Exactly. And, like, Susan, another one that's my favorite, Susan B. Komen. You only get, like, 18 cents per dollar actually going to victims of breast cancer. You have St. Jude Hospital, which they're actually pretty good. They're up in, you know, the 90 cents on every dollar back into donation, but I won't even go into the dirt of that. But it's like, are you guys researching the organizations in which these big monopolies are donating to? Are you researching where your money is going? No, you're just going based on the fact that it's mainstream and you've heard of it. That's it. But these they're not being monopolies are not donating to things that are not going to help their cause. They're not donating to things that are promoting your freedom. They're not, I promise you. I promise
but look
you
at this,
1,000%.
Though, Keegan, remember, though, that we've placed memes or pictures with all the corporate phone numbers, and we asked for people to call. We tried to do call campaigns. People can't even do that. It's like we have a call campaign this weekend or this Monday and Tuesday. We need as many calls as possible. Well, I emailed one company, and they never emailed back after 4 days.
Okay.
It's like, well, what do you expect?
Send the same
all they
email
have to do
every
is hit the delete button.
Yeah, send the same email every day. Send the same email 3 times a day. I'm sure you're on your phone checking Facebook 4 or 5 times a day. That's how I got letters back from senators and congressmen. I send them the same damn thing every day until somebody answers me. You already typed up the letter. If you already typed up the email, copy and paste it. Send it 8 times. If you're checking your Facebook, it takes 2 seconds to hit an email button. It takes 2 seconds to copy and paste something and send it again. you can't tell me you don't have time.
By the way, you don't have to read the doctor's note out loud here, but I wanted to send it to you so we could discuss.
Oh, man. It says that I can't open it up because it's an invalid format.
It's a PDF file.
Yeah, it's telling me that I can't, saying... Oh, wait, hold on. No, so I cannot display PDF.
Okay.
But if it's anything like medical freedom letters, it should have one sentence. Medically exempt,
all right,
period.
I'll see if I could change a PDF to a Word document.
But it is. It's getting frustrating. Ah, Troy just answered me back.
All right, well, you'll have to go on without me for a second while I redo this to fit your format.
I'm sorry. My dog is going crazy, too. Sorry, guys. I have a 5-year-old, and she's, like, in and out of the house, in and out of the house. So we actually bought a camper this week, so we are fixing some things and getting things ready because we're actually considering possibly doing the camper life until we really decide on a appropriate state and a safe place to settle down and grow our family. Because like I've said before, you know, my family is from New Jersey originally, and just they're getting worse and worse and worse with the tyrannical thing.
Yeah.
People are even having their assets seized and fines over $100,000 and things like this for opening businesses and not following guidelines set by, you know, Dictator Murphy. And so I just don't feel comfortable going anywhere on the East Coast or even East Coast up north. It's just like a totally different mind frame, a totally different style of living, and it's not freedom-based, that's for sure. So I just don't, in good consciousness, feel good doing any of that. And my husband and I are seriously looking into making moves in the next couple of months to kind of, you know, move towards a smaller footprint and more freedom financially and more freedom as far as where we go, where we live, people we interact with, things like this, until we find our niche, you know, find our people, our tribe, to say, that are going to have the same kind of views as us. And I'm hoping that more and more people, because of so much suppression and so much of these rules that are not even justified at all, I don't want to live around people that are parents to the narrative. I don't. I want to raise my daughter where she can think for herself and have others that promote her thinking for herself. I've been telling people I blame my lack of understanding on my formal education, basically. You know, I wish that I could start over and smack my parents and say, you know, it's not good for the soul. It's not good for people. It's not. So I, again, silver linings in some of this COVID mess, these kids coming home, you know. I know that there's parents with messed up mind frames teaching these kids, but at least they're getting more family involvement. At least they're not getting suppressed at school. At least they have an outlet, you know. I know people are angry about it because they don't want to do it, basically. But I think it made some people realize how hard it really is, you know, and how important a lot of things are, especially the way we view things, you know? I know on Wednesday we talked about how, like, they're twisting kids against their parents and stuff with a lot of these narratives. And I just, I don't want to see that for my own child. So we're trying to expand. And for me, like, some of the conveniences and things of life are not worth me losing my freedoms for. And I'm starting to support that more and more and more every day, because I always get it wrong. Is it Jefferson or
Ben Franklin.
Franklin?
I remember that from
yesterday. Yeah, Franklin, yeah. He said, you know, a society that gives up their freedoms and liberties for safety and convenience should not have freedoms and liberties at all. And it's 1,000% true. It really, really is. Oy, oy, oy.
I'm almost done, so you'll have to... I didn't look to see if there was any news today regarding anything we're doing.
No, and I don't, and as far as the campaign for Barefoot, right? Is the calling campaign this Monday and Tuesday for that, or that's for Barefoot?
No, I was giving an example.
Oh, gotcha. But no, I still think we should do these things. I think even if you don't want to call, like you said, flooding their emails, I have no problem sending the same email 8 times in one day every day. You can even set up your email to give the email, like, at a certain time, you know what I mean? Like, you could schedule emails to go out. So you could do, like, a whole list for people that want to do this, especially for the mask and for Barefoot. If you have a company whose policies aren't supporting your freedoms, you can literally go in your email, type up an email, and schedule it to go to certain email addresses at a certain time every day, just like you would schedule yourself to have an alarm. I'm learning this technology stuff, haha. I really was somebody that wanted to stay away from technology and not integrate myself at all, because I just don't like it. I really don't even like having a smartphone. But I'm understanding more and more that I can't completely get away from it, so I have to embrace it some ways.
No, well, I still don't own one, but that's my choice. Try now, see if that document works.
Yes. See, that's perfect.
So that's how you win.
Yeah, it is. It's not anyone's business, but it's perfect. And it's educating people. It's very much educating people. And that's what we need to do, because the thought process is just, I don't know. I don't know where people are pulling these thought processes from. Oh, yes, I do. Media.
Well, it's that combined with not wanting to do anything for the cause. Everybody thinks somebody else will do it and should do it.
Yeah.
That's why the other groups hate me so much, because I call people out and I'm not scared to do that. I make people look bad.
I kind of like it. You have to be triggered to change, you know what I mean? So if you're failing at something or you're not applying the most effort, sometimes you need to be called out on that. You need to be checked in a way. And then you can better yourself. You can allow things to bitter you or better you. And if you're not upholding, you know, a standard that you're promising, or you're not upholding a standard that you're claiming, then sometimes you need to be called out on that. You have to let it trigger you, and then you have to reflect. You have to say, well, am I how this person is describing, or am I not? And some 9 times out of 10, you know, maybe you're not being perfect in the situation, or you're not looking at the situation with the correct eyes, or even the eyes of others. And that in itself is how we change. You can't just dismiss everything all the time because you don't like it. You can't dismiss something because it offends you. You can't just dismiss something because you don't want to hear it. Truth is the truth, whether we like it or not. And the more you run from the truth, it will chase your ass down. And I have learned that the hard way in many situations of my life.
Well, I just feel as though
what I can.
I just feel as though if you don't like what's going on, you can either sit and wait for somebody else to do it, or you could do something about it. So I prefer to do something.
Yeah, and it makes me feel good, even if no one listens to me. Me just standing in my truth is validation for me. I don't need validation from anyone else. And no one else should need validation from anyone else. If it's your truth and you support something, you should be fearless in that thought because it's your truth.
So I have to ask you this tweet that you shared out. I need to find the original source so I could see how many millions of hits that the original picture has.
Philip Rizzo.
Was that on his Twitter or on his Facebook?
Yeah. It was his
Twitter, and yesterday.
I believe his Facebook.
Because his Twitter won't help me too much, although I guess I could get our Twitter person on it.
Yeah, and you know, I've been sharing things personally because a lot of people are getting scared of trolls, and then they will block the post, or they'll delete the post completely, and then you lose it. And so I've been sharing things personally that I want to keep on to. And so for me, it was shocking that me sharing it individually got that many, because it's not even my words or anything. I'm sharing, you know, I'm sharing what a pastor wrote, because that's who he's a pastor of City Baptist, and he's a New Jersey resident.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So here's what I'm looking at. Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to say the same thing. Go ahead.
His personal one got 75 shares. Yours has over 4,500.
Exactly. So I'm like, I cannot believe it's my share that is getting it out. You know what I mean? Maybe I should screenshot it and show him.
I'm looking to see if I see it on... Yeah, I don't even see yours on here.
On
did
where,
you cut and paste
my,
it
page?
Or did you share it? Did you cut
no,
and paste
I
it
saved,
or did you share it?
No, I saved it. Like, I saved it to my phone, like his image I saved to my phone, and then I shared it myself personally.
That's why.
I didn't
That's
share
why,
from
because
him.
Because it wasn't shared from him. You saved it on your phone, so that's different.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was nice that you were able to get that traffic.
I'm actually writing him a message right now showing him with a screenshot that I am getting this much views to his post and that he's making waves, basically. But that's why I'm surprised. That's what I'm saying. Because I've been doing that recently because I notice a lot of times people that are promoting freedom, when they start getting the backlash proof, they get scared and they pull away and they delete their post or whatever they have to do to stop the trolls instead of just staying on top of it. And which I'm not going to lie, it's a lot of work to block and delete and block and delete and block and delete and look up everybody laughing and block their pages and then all of the groups that my name gets shared into, because it's not just people pissed off about the post. They literally take a screenshot of my profile on Facebook and then share it in troll groups. So
I just want people to comprehend.
Yeah, so I just want people listening to comprehend how much work goes into being a quote-unquote, like, freedom fighter. It's not easy, and you don't get paid for it. So how you treat these freedom fighters that are fighting for your freedoms is really horrible when you have no idea the amount of time and effort goes into just fighting for people's freedoms and fighting for you to see it a different way and to understand that it's not right because it's told to you, because it's not. It is a lot of work. I have so much hate mail going on in my inbox. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. People questioning my faith, telling me to give oral to God. Like, what is wrong with people?
Well, the thing is that if somebody has nothing to believe in, then they can laugh at others.
These
people have nothing going on their own, because then they'd be too busy tending their business instead of worrying about yours.
I want to share something. I shared this post. I don't know if you remember the never-ending story from circa 1980s.
Of course I do. I remember
it's one
that,
of my favorite
movies. The song by Lamal. Yes.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. That and The Labyrinth, actually, is one of my other favorites with David Bowie. But anywho, there is a conversation between Gamork and Atreyu. And Gamork says, "Foolish boy, do you know anything about Fantasia? It's a world of human fantasy. Every part, every creature in it is a piece of dreams and hopes of mankind. Therefore, it has no boundaries." Atreyu says, "But why is Fantasia dying then?" Gamork says, "Because people have begun to lose their hopes and forget their dreams, so nothing grows stronger." And Atreyu says, "What is nothing?" He says, "The emptiness that is left. It is a despair destroying this world, and I have been trying to help it. But why? Because people who have no hopes are easy to control, and whoever has control has the power." Is that not exactly what we are seeing today?
Yeah.
And then people say horrible things about this, too. It's like, you're doomed if you do and you're doomed if you don't, so you might as well fight for what you believe in. You just blew me away, though, showing me that Rizzo's actual posting only has 75 shares, and mine now is close to 5,000.
And I told you why, so it's not like Spybook did anything wrong or underhanded. You just saved it to your phone and then shared it.
Yes. No, they didn't do it on purpose to, like, hurt me or anything, you know? It's just from me sharing it. And why does everyone keep calling me a QAnon? How is this a QAnon post? Please explain to me, because I'm not understanding.
Maybe it means something like you're wishing for something that can't happen. I don't know.
I don't know either. They have all these labels for things, and I'm not understanding it. Just so our viewers know, I just shared a simple meme that says, you know, things that we want to happen, especially if you are somebody, you know, fighting for freedoms and wanting to maintain freedoms. It just says ACB is confirmed, which is the new Supreme Court Justice Barrett, Amy Coney Barrett, that Trump wins the election, that 5 Democratic governors get prosecuted for killing the elderly, which is true. Like, you have states like New Jersey and New York and California that forced COVID patients into the nursing homes, which infected and killed elderly, but nobody wants to talk about that. Like, they forced old folks' homes to take sick patients, forced them to, against,
oh, I know,
against the better judgment of the directors of their old folks' homes. And so that's truth. It says, fake news dies instantly, masks are proven to make you sick, Twitter gets busted, a Biden goes to jail, any of them, just put one in jail, New Jersey turns red, which I'm hoping for, and that church is fully open. Please explain to me what is bad about that post that I deserve so much death threats and hating and trolling. I'm flabbergasted.
It's because those people believe in nothing. And it's
exactly
funny that they can make their friends laugh for 4 seconds.
Yeah, and that's what I said to my husband, because he's like, oh, my God, how long is this going to last? I said probably 48 to 72 hours till they're distracted by another shiny thing. Which is true. And you know what I think about when this kind of stuff happens, which I wish every single person would think about, you know, especially in bare faith and barefoot, is Abraham Lincoln's quote. The only thing worse than someone talking bad about you is people not talking about you at all. And that's the truth. Because like I said, for every 5 people that hate on me, there's 10 people that are following me, getting in my inbox, saying thank you, hopefully getting traffic to Barefoot, hopefully getting traffic to Bare Faith, because there are people that share the same feelings. But we have to unite and really do something. We can't just, you know, they're banking on us just being keyboard warriors at this point.
Yeah, they wouldn't know how to act if they saw us actually organizing.
They wouldn't. And people do not realize how much power we have. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few every time. Every time. There are power in numbers. The elite are small. The powers that be are small. Nothing happens without us. Nothing works without us. If we could all put our differences behind, man, and just work together.
By the way, I sent you a meme, if you could share that to your spy book wall. See, when you get a viral post, you have to put a few other posts around it, and then people will see everything.
Okay, I'm saving it and sharing it then. Okay, shared. I agree. That's what I mean. Like, I know a lot of trolling is happening today, but hey, it's getting a lot of traffic to my page. So this is a perfect opportunity to start speaking truth to those who want to know it. So.
Yes.
And honestly, last year I would have just deleted this post so I don't have to deal with any of it. And today I'm like excited. I'm like, bring it on, bitches. Excuse my French. But for real, I'm like, bring it on. You guys are like a load of poopy right now. And I love the narratives that people just throw. Nothing is factual. Nothing is real. It's just, you know, you're ugly. You're an idiot.
You're racist.
You do drugs. Yeah, you're racist. You do drugs. You want people to die. That's my favorite one today. You're evil. You're Satan. You want people to die. Your post is wishing harm on others, and you claim to be a godly person and a light worker, and you're wishing harm on others. I'm like, really? Where in this post do I wish any harm on anyone that isn't justified in serving it? Because I believe if you've committed a crime, let justice serve you as you deserve. It's not my job to judge. But that's why we have judges. This is going to be very interesting. Very, very interesting. Maybe I'll pop on live today in an hour or so after the show and do promoting people that, you know, in barefooted legal, wherever you work, like, let us know the policies. You work there. I want to know what the policies are. I want to know what the policies are for being barefoot in your facility, if there is any. And we need to let the group know. Like, we need to start coming together. What can we do together? Like, that's easy. We all have jobs.
Well, our
hopefully.
Management team is almost dissolved. So the one thing I miss about the group last year that left was at least we had a lot of people working on stuff. And now everybody's just reliant on a small crew for the most part.
And it's not out of direction, because I think, like, you leave it pretty open for people. If you have an idea, bring it to the table. Let's hear about it. Don't just quit. You know what I mean? Because that's how I see it. I see it as, like, you're quitting. You're quitting on your freedoms.
Yeah, I'm not a good quitter.
I'm not ready to surrender yet. Me neither. One thing my dad instilled in me very early. I remember being younger, I was in karate. And I remember after like 4 years of karate, I still didn't have my black belt yet and I wanted to quit because I was tired of it. And my dad pushed me and he was like, no, you will finish everything in your life as long as like I'm able to tell you. You will finish everything in your life to completion. And if you don't like it, then it's lesson learned and you know not to repeat that mistake. You know what I mean? But you will finish it out. And I hated that growing up. Oh, my God, I hated it. But as an adult, it's very essential to a lot of things in your life to finish things to completion. And that doesn't mean not to give up when it's tough. That means to work around it but still finish to completion. If you believe in something and you hit a dead end one place, you got to learn to work around it but still keep going forward because you have a mission. You have something you want to complete. And I'll never forget the day I got my black belt. I was so excited, so overjoyed. I had a different passion about me, and I even wound up going further and being on the Junior Olympic team because I had a love and understanding and respect for it. And if my dad didn't push me and he just let me quit, I would never have that experience. I would never have that knowledge. I would never have that knowing. I would never have that confidence about myself. And so you can't quit. You just can't quit. You just have to figure out other ways around the roadblocks, because that's all they are roadblocks. And I don't like to take no for an answer, that's for sure. That's one big thing about me. I don't like to be told what to do, and I don't like to be told I can't do something.
Well, I sent you a couple of memes that you might be able to use if you're asking about work dress rules and stuff.
Okay, awesome. Because I want people to really start sharing, like, the businesses that they work for. And it can be anonymous, you know what I mean? Like, you don't, like, it's not so people can be like, so-and-so works here and is letting us know the policy. No, public information, just drop it there so that people can't even use the excuse, well, I don't know what stores I can go to. I don't know. Like, ignorance is not bliss. It's 2020. If you don't know,
well,
the right answer.
If you're asking about work dress rules, then you just put in just what type of industry is it.
Oh, okay. So it's not secluding anybody per se.
Yeah, if you're asking about work dress rules, like if they work in an office or a bank or a call center or something. Because if they work in construction, then they don't have to answer.
Okay. I didn't know that. Well, I do know that, but I understand what you're saying.
And the last one I sent you, that'll kill a couple minutes, I guess. I've seen all three of those dress rules. So sometimes I make memes so that people can answer questions and then share it. Because
yeah,
if they answer,
like so many
if
people,
there's a question, they'll answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, so many people get offended by the meme, but what is the message of the meme? So this one you just shared with me, which dress code is better or worse? It says, wear whatever open toe shoes you choose. Have one off for even a second at your desk and you are sent home suspended or terminated. Then it says, you may have other shoes off at work and even walk around without them, but must have nylons on at all times. Nylons are not required. May have your shoes fall off at your desk. No open toe or backless shoes allowed. And it's just supposed to make you think. Think about it. Because
right.
Some of the things you believe don't make sense. Why can someone walk around barefoot with nylons on, but you can't walk around barefooted? Please tell me what nylons are protecting that barefoot isn't.
And some
Please
people say it. Some people say it looks professional.
Nylons look more professional? Like, again, the thought process just doesn't make sense. And some people hold on to these ideologies just because they don't want to see that they're wrong, which
well,
you're not growing like that. You are not growing.
It's a symbol, just like the mask. The nylons are a symbol of professionalism.
Okay,
that's all
so
that
we're
is.
Just going to live a society full of what it looks like, basically.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's what it looks like. Like, so vain. These people are so vain anymore. So vain. And if it doesn't fit their feelings and it doesn't fit their narrative, they're quick to hate and dismiss. And I cannot imagine living with that much hate and that much wanting to control other people. Why live like that? That's a horrible way to live.
Well, but you got people like Bill Gates and George Soros that are... And by the way, neither one have ever been seen with a mask on.
Right? A lot of these political leaders aren't wearing masks. And then people like will just hate just because the word Trump is involved or, you know,
right.
One little thing triggers them and then they don't see the bigger picture of anything at all. They're stuck on the tunnel vision of their trigger. It's so crazy. It is like literally the definition of insanity. Like literally. So Troy, guys, to end it up, Troy from Togo will be on next week. Him and I are chatting right now. He had a rough morning
right.
with some issues, technical issues. So hopefully Troy will be on next week to talk about his expansion in the Togo. So if you're a barefoot biker out there and you want information on this, next week will be the time to tune in. Also, get active. Get active on the Facebook group. We want to know your point of view. We want to see you exercising your freedoms. We want to see you having a voice. That's what this is. It's empowerment. Go out and live your truth and fight the lies. The satans of the world. Everybody's scared of Satan. If you literally break down the word Satan in Hebrew text, satan is just a lie. You have to fight the lies. They're lies. We got to fight them. There is no validation in anything that is being thrown against us in these points of freedom. There isn't. We have to fight it. We have to. There is no more sitting down. So get active on there. There's going to be some things dropping in the Bare Faces Legal Group and the Barefoot is Legal Group. I'm writing some things down now, and I'm going to set some alarms to hold my butt to it. Am I
well,
missing
and,
anything, Chris?
You have me, so if you wanted to call me off of this show and talk about how you could better that meme, that the Twitter that you shared out, I'm here. I'll work on it with you.
Okay.
Other than that,
and
I'll be on Monday night. Go ahead.
Okay, you know what else I wanted to run by you? I cannot tag Bare Faces Legal anymore.
Okay.
You know how you can say at something? It's not allowing me to do that. I literally have to go link the page and follow it. So I don't know if it's new algorithms being posted, but if anyone's trying to tag the group that way, you can't. You got to go link it directly. But Barefoot is totally cool. Nobody's having an issue with Barefoot.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk. If you feel like calling me, I'm here.
All right. I have to do a few things today, and then hopefully I can sit down. I have a list of things to do to address some of these things. So.
All right.
Thanks for joining
meantime,
me today,
I'll
though.
Get,
I appreciate
I'll
it.
I'll get started on this meme here, so thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for all of our listeners. I'll catch you next week here on Barefoot is Legal with your host, Keegan. Thank you.